Saturday afternoon, Humboldt County Sheriffs responded to the area of Matole Road and North Fork Road, Petrolia, for the report of a gunshot victim, where they located a male victim with a gunshot wound. He was airlifted to and out of the area hospital for treatment. A short time later, deputies located a male suspect who was detained. Additionally, the suspected firearm was located and recovered. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is working with the DA as the case is ongoing. Yesterday afternoon at 2:30, Humboldt Bay Fire took on a structure fire at 4868 Allen Court that had a fire on the roof. That afternoon, with the help of two engines, the crew had the fire extinguished in 15 minutes. They've determined the fire was accidentally started near the chimney flue. It caused $30,000 in damage. Arcata police are seeking assistance in locating 53-year-old David Anthony Williams. Williams and his wife were in town visiting family in Arcata last Thursday when he went for a walk at around 11 a.m. Williams told family he was walking to the north town area to get something to eat, but he did not return. Williams was reported missing by a family member later that evening. He has a history of mental health issues and is considered at risk. Williams is described as a white male adult standing 6'2", weighing 150 pounds, with short brown hair and blue eyes. He wears glasses. Yesterday afternoon, Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented policing unit caught up with a suspected heroin dealer at the 2800 block of F Street. They were tipped off by reports of a suspicious man sitting in a vehicle. Suspicious. Because he was making strange movements and was not asleep or passing out, and the witness said a large roll of cash was on his lap. The officer approached the Nissan Maxima and reports seeing a large baggie of tar heroin and the roll of cash. Police report he was asleep due to heroin use. They collected the $3,000 in cash and 3.5 grams of meth, as well as 43 grams of tar heroin, which can have a street value of about $17,000. Jennifer Budwig, a vice president and regional area manager for Redwood Capital Bank, will make the next presentation at Humboldt State Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research. Tomorrow at 5:30 in the Native American Forum on campus, Budwig will examine the potential impact of the legalization of marijuana and the effects on the local economy. Budwig's research has already shown that money from marijuana has partially filled a gap left by the collapse of natural resource businesses in the region. And a reminder that the Board of Supervisors will hold a public community meeting this week, gathering public input for the 2013-14 fiscal year budget. Responding to the constituents who wish to have a greater say in major issues, the Board will host an interactive web-based meeting at 5 locations in the county, one in each supervisor district. Community meeting will be held this Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. It'll also be broadcast on cable access channel 10. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza, Arcata. Of course.
Dan Squire brings you the Our Community News segment. Here's Dan with more.
In this month's Our Community, we have turned the focus to the driving laws in California and Oregon. Since 2009, the focus of distracted driving has expanded to include the use of electronic devices while behind the wheel. California instituted a ban on the use of handheld cell phones, and since then, Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed two bills that would have increased the fines for offenses. Currently, the cell phone ban for handheld devices includes all drivers, regardless of age. Adults, however, are allowed to use hands-free cell phones while driving, while younger and more inexperienced drivers under the age of 18 are not. The fine for a first offense is $20 and increases to $50 with each additional infraction. Adding in court costs, the total fine is $76 the first time around and up to $190 for additional offenses. The ban on handheld devices is aimed at keeping the driver's attention on the road and surrounding traffic and off the screen of a cell phone. And that's Our Community News.
Thanks, Dan. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.